Yeah. I know what you mean. Well, you know, if you were riding on a horse, what would you say to him to get him started?
Get up.
Get up. Or say if he was already going and you wanted him to go faster, what would you say to him then?
Get going.
Get going.
Johnny hit him in the ribs, we heal and holler, get going.
Oh yeah.
Come up.
And if you wanted him to stop, you'd say,
whoa.
Oh yeah.
Pull up on the line. Bridle rein.
Have you ever heard of a farmer, you know, if he wanted to get his horses to come up from the pasture, what would he do? Would he call to them?
Or? Yeah, he called to them. Try to get them to come, didn't come, you have to go get them, of course. Some people whistle for them, some people call for them.
Mm-hmm.
Various ways.
I see. Well, have you ever heard, you know, people, when they're feeding their pigs, have you ever heard them say anything to them when they're feeding them?
Call the pigs. You call them when you're feeding them, get them used to, you call them when you're feeding them, and then when they get out, you call them back in the pen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the advantage of that.
Have you ever heard anybody say, "Picky, picky, picky, picky"?
Boy, yeah, I've done that a million times.
Uh-huh.
Get them come to the trough to eat.
Uh-huh.
Picky, 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 picky.
Uh-huh.
Done that a million times. You get them started that way, then if they get out, you can pick them up. His stand goes that way and get them back in that, and so don't have to chase them down.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of tricks and little foolish things can be done in handling dumb brute. It sure does help you out about the work.
Yeah.
All right now.
I bet there are.
Suck calves, suck calves, suck calves, and feed them. When you do doing that, you suck calves when you feed them, or you put them to the mammy to suck.
Mm-hmm.
All such stuff as that. All the pigs, piggy, piggy, piggy. All the chickens. Ka-chicky, ka-chicky, ka-chicky.
Mm-hmm.
Throw the corn out to them or the feed you're feeding them.
Oh, yeah.
You get them where you can handle them a whole lot easier. Can't you don't say a word in the world to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They know what you want them to do
mm-hmm.
when you come.
You know, you were talking about plowing with mules. What do you call those things that you guided them with when you were plowing?
The lines?
Those were the lines.
What went in the mouth was a bridle bit.
Uh-huh. Well, if you were just riding on a horse, what about the things that you guided him with then?
Bridle reins.
Those were the reins.
Riding reins, bridle reins.
I see.
What do you want to call them?
And those things that you put your feet in, you call
stirrups.
Them? Have you ever heard of, you know, say if you had a couple of horses hitched to a wagon, have you ever heard any particular name for the horse on the right?
Well, lots of people had a particular name. All depending on what you called your horse that you worked on, right? Have various names for them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them call that right horse a near horse to you.
Near horse?
Yeah. Means you sit on the right hand side of the wagon, you see. He's the nearest horse to you.
Oh, yeah.
And smart people put the legs down where they get to him easier with the whip.
That makes sense.
The one that wants to drag along all the time.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Have you ever heard it called the lead horse?
Oh, that's where you work for the wagon. You work the lead team up there, yeah, called the lead team.
Yeah, I see.
Lead steers or lead horses, some call, and the ones that's put to the tongue is called a tongue steers or horses, a mule.
Mm-hmm.
What